It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Right now, I'd like to share something with you that God has placed upon my heart. Did you ever stop to think how good it's going to be one of these days? We're going to be taken up. We're not going to be left here, but we're going to go to be with the Lord. Now, I'm speaking to saved people today. The saved person can't lose. And as we stop and think, there is turmoil that comes into our lives just as it does anyone else's. Now, someone says the Christian life is not a bed of roses. Well, that's true. We do have problems, and we will have problems as long as we're in this flesh. But thank God, one of these days we're going to be gone, and we're not going to have to worry anymore. What a homecoming that day will be when we are who are saved go to be with the Lord. One of these days, we won't have to face life's problems anymore. We won't be burdened down with these old sickly bodies. We will be leaving this world, and all the problems we face now, we will leave behind. And those who have trusted Christ as Savior by faith are said to be pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Some have already gone to be with the Lord, and they had this testimony, that they were pilgrims and strangers here. Well, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 talks about that. And you know, Hebrews chapter 11 is called the Faith Hall of Fame. And as we read this, we see that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's what this chapter is talking about in Hebrews 11. About those witnesses, those people who were pilgrims and strangers in this land. And guess what? You and I, as saved people, are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This world's not our home. Our home waits for us in heaven. Jesus Christ ensured that we would have a home by giving his life on the cross of Calvary, that you and I one day could be with him forever. In fact, the Bible says we who are saved are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Now, as ambassadors for Christ, we're to talk to people, to reconcile, to help them be reconciled to God, and say, look, you need to be saved. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior. Why should we do that? Because we're saved. Because we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord of glory. And you know something? When an ambassador for a country is finished representing his or her country, that ambassador is called home. Now, there's many songs that talk about this, and these songs tell us that Christians, as Christians, we're only visitors in this present world. The Bible teaches us this, and so many of the old hymns teach us the same thing. And one day, it will be time to go home to heaven. Some will go by way of the grave, while others will go up when the trump of God sounds. Well, the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58. "Behold, I show you a mystery." Well, you see, now, when you see that term mystery, some people will stop there and say, and they'll say, well, we don't know, but God's getting... People will give up at that point and say, well, it's just all a mystery. But, you see, God's getting ready to tell us what the mystery is. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, everybody will not go by way of the grave, but we'll go up when Jesus says it's time to come home. Many of us will go by the way of the grave, of course, and in other words, this old body is going to give up the breath of life. And we've seen friends and loved ones who've gone this way, and they've been placed in the grave. Well, they're not there. That's just the old shell that contained the real person. That person has gone home if they've trusted Jesus as Savior. They've gone home to be with the Lord, and that's what's going to happen to us if we go before He comes back in the clouds to receive us in the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18 says this, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, in other words, or precede, them which are asleep. Now that's those who are asleep. Those are our friends and loved ones who've gone on before, those who have trusted Christ. Now, they're not asleep in the grave, as some would have you to believe, but they are now with the Lord. The real person is with the Lord. The Bible speaks of those which are asleep. And you know, it's something that when we think of that person who's going on to be with the Lord, the Bible doesn't often say they're dead. The Bible says they've fallen asleep in the Lord. In other words, they've trusted Jesus to save them. They've trusted Jesus to take them home one day, and they have simply gone out into eternity in the peacefulness that God has proclaimed that they would have. They would go out with the joy of the Lord in their heart and on their lips. Well, but the Bible says there, those of us who are alive, we're not going to go before these people who have gone before us. They've already gone. It says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Well, that brings comfort to my heart, knowing that one day I'm going to see my loved ones. I'm going to see my friends who have gone on before. And it also comforts my heart to know that I'll be with them in glory. Well, what will it be like when we go home? We, of course, do not know everything that will take place after we go home to be with the Lord. However, we do know some things. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Well, we don't know everything as Christians. We don't know everything that's going to take place when we get to heaven. But we know that when we shall see Jesus, we're going to see him as he is. And we're going to be like him. We're going to actually see our Savior God. Jesus Christ, God. We're going to see our Savior. We're going to see God the Father. We're going to be with them. Now, we're not going to have the nail-pierced hands as Jesus Christ has. We're not going to have the scars of the nails in our feet, the place where the nails went through, and we're not going to have that place in the side where the spear went through Christ at his death. Now, that spear didn't kill him. He was already gone. He was in paradise. He was already dead. And by the way, and the Bible tells us that he died. He was buried, and he resurrected on that third day. And because he lives, you and I will live one day with him in glory. We're going to be made like him. And right now, we have eternal life. We're going to have bodies one day fashioned like his. And we're going to retain our identities. But our bodies are going to be flesh and bone, and nothing is going to take that from us. We will never die again. If we go to the grave, that's death. We'll never die again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says this, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." Now, this may not be the day that you go up in the rapture of the church, but one thing is certain. However you, as a saved person, leave this life, you will be with the Lord if you have trusted Him as your Savior. Now, you can leave this world behind one day as a saved person. If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, one thing is for certain, you will be going home, and that home is in heaven. Now, if you've not trusted Christ to save you, to take you to heaven, why not? You need to receive Him right now. The Bible says, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Here today, gone tomorrow. Here this moment, gone the next moment. We don't have the promise of the next breath. As an unsaved person, you need to receive Jesus Christ right now, because the Bible says that He's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, and that's you if you've never trusted Jesus. He's not willing that you would perish, that you would go to a devil's hell, but He wants to save you. The Bible teaches us that there's coming a time when it's going to be too late. You will give up the breath of life, and you'll never have another opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to do that right now. You need to ask Jesus, "Oh Lord, I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe, Lord, that you came and you died for me. Please forgive me of my sin. Lord, I've decided I can't go my way to heaven, but I can go your way, because you are the way. You are the truth, and you are the life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you right now as my Savior." If you're serious with God, with Jesus, He'll get serious with you. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He's coming soon for us who are saved. I pray that you're saved today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.